Electrophysiologic study is not considered useful in most patients with atrial fibrillation. Where it should be applied is when one considers a strong possibility for tachycardia-induced tachycardia, in which case the atrial fibrillation is thought to be secondary to a more organized rhythm such as atrial tachycardia, atrial flutter, WPW reentry, or AV node reentry. In these situations, an electrophysiologic evaluation might prove very rewarding since it might discover primary cause of the atrial fibrillation.